condo craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. It is noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorney Scott Shapiro.
Yeah, just me.
Woohoo! No Eric today, so we can just flush the whole program and do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
From Glazer & Associates, PA, that's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. Eric has a week off, so as our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and clicking on the email the show tab.
Yeah, also, and you want to remember to download the new Condo Craze and HOA app for your iPhone or Android device. It's really great, and here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button, you have instant access to all the laws governing associations, whether they're condos, HOAs, even co-ops, and you also get the Florida Administrative Code, which really comes in handy, especially during election season. Also, there are links to all of our past Condo Craze shows. You can go directly to the show's website. You can see who all our sponsors are. You can go directly to the website for the firm, Glazer & Associates PA, and find out more about what we do and all of the attorneys that work for Mr. Glazer. And you can instantly send us your questions and comments. Also, all of the media that the firm has been putting out there for years is available through it as well. You can read all of our prior newsletters. You can look at some of we used to do these games called Associantics, where you can actually learn a lot about association law, and they're all on there as well. And you can also register for the seminars. And then of course, there are links to everything that is association related. You can read the blog articles, find out what all the topics are, and you can basically see all of the association's official records is what the topic Eric's going to be talking about this week. So it's the gateway to learning about association law.
Yes, it's the oracle.
So again, now everything that you need is in this Condo Craze and HOA app. It's available for all iOS devices, you know, your iPhone, your iPad, and any Android device. So, download it. It's free. Give it a try, and then tell us what you think about it. You email us and say maybe there's something we're missing, because Eric is always looking to, make things,
Easier
and accessible for the people of the state of Florida.
Wow. Of course, if you'd like to give the law firm a call and pick the brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE and visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com. So even though Eric isn't with us today, we still can't make fun of him. Or cut him up a little bit, because the workaholic is probably listening. Hi, Eric.
Oh, yeah. No,
to the show live on the internet right now.
Oh, he's
even though he's on vacation in New York.
He's definitely listening. And he's probably, with his family skating in Rockefeller Center.
Woo-hoo!
But he's got his iPhone on and maybe some little headphones. And he's listening to us. And if I say something wrong, which is probably going to happen.
No, don't say that.
He'll give me a text message or something. Let's get a ground rule out of the way here, everybody. I've been working with Eric for the better part of a decade now, and I do association law, but I am not Eric's peer when it comes to just knowing the statutes
off the
front
top
and
of
back.
Your head, right?
Exactly. I go to court a lot more, but the statutes, man, Eric is... he's who I go to when I have a question.
Well, they'll go easy on you.
Yeah,
today.
But I'll try and be the best of help I can to our listening audience today.
Well, I hope you caught last week's show, because it was really great. We spent an entire hour with Senator Alan Hayes talking about the HOA reform bill, which Eric helped draft, calling for the DBPR to finally assist HOAs. It'll change the HOA voting system, which would prevent a case from getting kicked out of arbitration because it simply didn't settle in mediation. And the phones were really ringing off the hook thanks to Senator Hayes. In fact, we have a call right now from Wally and Plantation. Would you like to take it, Scotty?
Yeah, let's get this one out of the way.
Hi,
hey, Wally.
Wally,
what's going on?
Hello, happy holidays to everyone.
Thank
hey, to you.
You
too.
We have our condo that is changing from Comcast to DirecTV. And apparently they budgeted this with the intention of Comcast, and apparently our maintenance went down $2. Now, DirecTV has offered on TV new customers $19.95. I mean, shouldn't we get the break of 1995 and our maintenance go down at least $7?
Well, that's kind of up to DirecTV. That's really not a, you know, a situation where your board, you know, is doing something that is they can do or can't do. I mean, the board can negotiate for a better deal. If DirecTV is offering individual subscribers a certain deal, they can say, hey, why don't you even offer us not just that deal times however many unit owners we have, but maybe even a better deal because we're bringing a lot more to the table. But that's just something that the board needs to make a business judgment about. It's not necessarily something that's related to anything in the Condominium Act or your governing documents. It's basically just a, you know, What can you get? What kind of leverage do you have?
So basically, the board is not looking for to help the residents here, because the board member, he's an investor, and he has 20 properties here, and it just seems like I wouldn't be surprised if he's getting the 1995 on his.
Well,
and we're going to be paying $25, $26.
Well, you know. You're going to be able to review the contract if it's signed by the association. So if you do an official records request to your association and you feel like there's something sketchy going on, you can definitely investigate it yourself. But, you know, it's really just something that the board has the ultimate authority to do. And, you know, there might be a reason that they prefer DirecTV to Comcast. Sometimes people just prefer it. I know there are people at my office that prefer having DirecTV just as simply because it's the exclusive provider of the NFL ticket. I don't have it. I have Comcast, but I think Comcast is a fine service. But, you know, it's really not something that's beyond the bounds of a reasonable decision for a board to make. That being said, if you think that there's some sort of kickback going on, you're going to need to investigate that yourself. And if there's something that, you know, is fishy, you can bring it to somebody's attention, like an attorney.
Yes.
All right.
And let's give the phone number out again if you'd like to call and pick Scott's brain. 877-850-8585. If you might remember, though, we had Senator Alan Hayes on, and we got calls from Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, South Florida. So obviously it was a really widespread support for the bill. No doubt Eric's going to be in Tallahassee screaming like mad to get it passed.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is something that Eric and I have been speaking about for a very long time. I'm talking about the way you can just almost get something kicked out of the arbitration process for condominium disputes by requesting to go to mediation. Now, if people don't know what we're talking about, maybe you didn't, you know, catch last week's show, the minor disputes that sometimes arise in condominium associations between unit owners and their associations, like, you know, maybe changing the color of a door or something of that nature that violates the governing documents. Those types of disputes, before they can go to the court system, are sent to what's called the Department of Business and Professional Regulations Arbitration Section. And among many reasons this thing was created was to keep the cost down, because traditionally an association is going to have far more resources to hire an attorney and, you know, defend or prosecute a case against a unit owner than your individual average working Joe that just happens to live in a condo. So this arbitration process is, nobody goes to court. For the most part, all of the hearings are done via telephone with an arbitrator that's in Tallahassee. They're usually almost 99% of the time, discovery is not involved, which is usually the most expensive part of litigation in courts. And you can get some sort of resolution. Now, while it's non-binding and the loser can ultimately bring it to court if they don't like the result, it's a way to keep these, you know, relatively minor disputes out of the court system and save people money. Now, the problem is if you go to mediation and you don't resolve your dispute there, as long as both parties don't opt to continue with the rather inexpensive arbitration process, the case is administratively dismissed, and your only the only way you can seek redress is if you go to court. So it kind of just nullifies one of the major intents of the statute, and that's what Senator Hayes and Eric are really striving to change.
All right. Well, to prove a point, a few weeks ago, Eric wrote a blog about John and Jane. John lives in a condo. Jane lives in an HOA. And how simple and easy John's election is each year in his condo. But how god-awful Jane's election is every year in her HOA. And Eric asked our readers to chime in with their thoughts. And here's what some of them had to say.
Yeah, I guess. Well, for one of the blog's readers just went by TK. And he states that the board is set at 9 members. I just received the second notice, no election required, as only 8 owners put their names in to run. We have not had elections in years. And that's certainly a shame, but the truth is, I don't know how large this community is. If it's 50 units or so, having an 8-person board is actually a great example of participation in a community. But in a 500-unit community, only 8 people running is certainly a sign of apathy. You know, last week, Eric told me of a weird community he met where there are 11 units in total, and the bylaws actually require all 11 to be on the board. That's a little out there. But yeah, again, TK, I mean, most communities have 3 or 5 or 7 member boards, and their communities for, as you know, we were talking, could possibly be 500 or even 1,000 units. That's fine. If you can't get 9 people out of 1,000 or 500 or 400, that's bad. But if it's a 48, you know, unit or 50 unit community, and you got 8 people that want to volunteer, that's not bad. You know, Susan, what's the next?
Okay, Susan Emery said that the laws definitely need to be changed. As it is now, the board that gets elected are usually the same people and have no idea of how to run the board and don't want to learn. Living in an HOA is hell, to say the least, especially if it is poorly run. We need new laws.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what this legislation will hopefully take care of. You
know? Is it mandated that they take the course or read the documents in an HOA, or not yet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it went into... Oh, fine, yeah, this is one of those things where you want Eric. But it's definitely on the table, and there will be an obligation to compel them pretty soon, if it's not in effect already.
Right.
Oh, boy. Hopefully, yeah, this Susan, will be a problem that you will no longer have to deal with. And, you know, that once that new law is effective, or if it's already in effect, you don't have to deal with it anymore.
All right. Rhea Mills said, I would like to see the HOA laws amended to include an ombudsman. Our last election was a joke. The president who was running again and his wife, which I didn't think you could do, she was the treasurer, sent out absentee ballots to absentee owners asking them to vote for their slate and included a stamped envelope addressed to their home address. Our bylaws state that absentee owners are to request a ballot. We know that for a fact they did not. The president also has a lawyer at every meeting at huge cost to the community. She ran the election at no cost of over $4,000 when she was shown the fraudulent ballot. She totally ignored the issue.
Well, I don't know if an ombudsman's going to be the person you're going to want to go to with respect to that issue in particular. You might need your own attorney to clear up what's going on there. But again, you know, just to let everybody know, condo owners can currently request from their ombudsman to have a representative from the ombudsman's office or someone that they appoint to come down and administer an election. And it just takes 15% of the unit owners to ask for it. Now, here's the thing. HOA owners have absolutely nobody to turn to help for and oftentimes just make sure that the election is free for all and no rules really to guide them by. But, you know, Eric's new bill really solves this by getting community association and ombudsman in there and, you know, somebody that can just make sure that, you know, everybody's hopefully doing the right thing and hopefully, you know, complying with the regulations that are in the HOA statute. But if that doesn't happen, you know, things will continue as they are. But I don't see reason why this law shouldn't go into effect, because it's a win-win for everybody. But again, if somebody's, you know, violating election law, the ombudsman's really not going to do something right about that. You really need to bring a civil action on your own.
All right. The time now is 12:17. And Charles from West Palm Beach, we see you there. We're going to take you after this short break. The number to call to ask questions, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll be right back.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370, for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm joined by attorney Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Eric is off. We're going to replay the show with Senator Alan Hayes next weekend.
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Embarrass Systems.
What?
The area is
closed.
Hello.
Don't worry about it, man.
That was unexpected.
Anyway, we're playing the show from Senator Alan Hayes next week, and we did discern whether or not HOA board members need to take the course or read the stupid affidavits.
All right, Karen. This is was in response to the email we got from Susan, or the blog response. She was complaining about a number of things, but one of the things she was complaining about is the fact that it appears that the same people are on her board all the time,
and
they don't know what they're doing. Now, that can continue unless you get new board members in there. But under the law, section 720.3033 of the Florida statutes, 1A. And it's basically the same thing that we have in condominium associations. A board member within 90 days of being elected either needs to take a course that explains the condominium process, or excuse me, the homeowners association administration process to them, or sign an affidavit saying that they both have read and understand the governing documents of their community. And the best place, in my opinion, to satisfy this requirement for not just HOA members, but also condominium association board members, is to take the Condo Craze and HOA course.
Free, and it's fantastic, and they feed you.
Yes, of course.
And we'll talk about the next courses coming up. Also, if you want to call into the show, the number is 877-850-8585.
Well, we do have a call.
Yep.
So let's go to Charles from West Palm Beach. Hello, Charles.
Of course. And I listen to the every week.
Ooh, you're breaking up, Charles.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm on a cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah,
sound great now.
Okay. The question is, seasonal tenant has been coming down every season for last few years and rents an apartment from an owner for 4 months. His lease has been approved every year. His lease was approved for this season. He sent the money down here, and when he arrives, he moves into the apartment because the key's under the mat, and now the association says that he can't get through the gate without a copy of his lease and a copy of his driver's license. And I told him that I think, according to the law, if the association has approved the lease, that he has and he could pay his maintenance to the association instead of the owner, who is delinquent in the fees.
Oh, so this,
I would like.
Okay, now I understand. Yes.
Yeah, so what is the answer to that?
Okay. Well. Okay. First, with respect to the owner, the pretext of the scenario is the owner is delinquent, correct?
Yeah. And the owner's delinquent.
And the association's not letting his tenant into the grounds of the association without him presenting some form of identification due to the fact that the owner is delinquent. Now, there are a couple of laws that were passed. This is a condominium association?
Okay. Century Village.
Yeah, okay. You know, Florida Statute 718-303 was administered a few years ago that basically gives condominium associations the right to inhibit use rights of delinquent people who are delinquent in the payment of their assessments. Now, I have a problem with a few of the provisions that were made a part of this amendment. One of them is that they have the right to suspend unit owner voting rights. Another one is they prevent the unit, they may vote to prevent the delinquent owner from accessing certain parts of the common elements. But what you're talking about here is they're basically preventing ingress and egress of a legal tenant.
Yes, the association has approved the lease, so
yeah,
I think they
gotta
honor it.
I would be hesitant to advise an association to do something like this to someone who is a tenant. As you stated actually earlier, and you were absolutely right in your analysis, Charles, the association does have a remedy under the statute to collect the rent from the tenant directly to mitigate their damages with respect to the delinquent maintenance payments from the unit owner. And I think that would be a better way of, you know, remedying the situation, because, I mean, the association just wants to get paid. They don't want to, you know, make someone's life a hassle. So if I were the association's attorney, that's what the route I would go down, because I think they're opening themselves up to some, you know, significant liability by denying someone entry into their domicile simply because the owner of that domicile is delinquent in assessments. I don't know if I would have a hard time justifying that under the statute.
I think you're right. I think the association is jeopardizing themselves by taking this stance.
Yeah, and plus there's also a less restrictive remedy for them to take, which is to get the money directly from the tenant. So, I mean, again, I'm not the association's attorney, but I think
that makes sense to me.
I think this tenant might have a nice little cause of action against the association if he wished to bring it. But you never know. This guy just wants to get in. The association wants their money. That's something that can be worked out without litigation.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Charles.
All right. Well, we're nearing the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to give us a call, 877-850-8585. We'll come back to more of your blogs
and
more questions when we return. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFDL. We'll be right back.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain
drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Hard work never killed anybody. But why take a chance? This is 850 FTL.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repairs should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, elconelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home, your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit servicemaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Scott Shapiro. Eric is off. Next week, we'll air the Senator Alan Hayes show, so don't miss that. Yeah. Give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, before I say that, if you don't like what you're hearing this week, you're going to love the Alan Hayes show, because not only was it informative and interesting, I barely said anything, so yeah.
You're making up for it this week.
Oh, well, yes, I am. Well, before we take our next call, it looks like we have Bob holding in West Palm Beach. I want to clarify something. We were speaking with Charles before, and Charles, guess what? We were both right. Yes, the statute does specifically prohibit what that association is doing. It's and I said 718-303-5. It actually, again, I'm not Eric, so it's 718-303-4. And it states that if a unit owner is more than 90 days delinquent in paying a monetary obligation due to the association may suspend the right of the unit or the unit's occupant, licensee, or invitee to use the common elements, common facilities, or any other association property until the monetary obligation is paid in full. But it also says, and this is what's important, this subsection does not apply to limited common elements intended to be only used by that unit, you know, like a balcony, or, and this is the big one here, common elements needed to access the unit. So barring someone from entering the property, not going to work.
Can't do it. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to Bob in West Palm Beach. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What do you got for us, Bob?
I'm calling. Okay, about a dozen years ago, three or four families on the second floor convinced the rest of the building to let them privately pay for the installation and maintenance of a lift as a limited common element.
A lift? You mean like an elevator?
A lift, correct. An outdoor, right, one. Several years and one hurricane later, after there was a lot of damage, they went around to the rest of the building and they got enough votes to turn it into a common element by telling everyone that it would only cost each unit $5 a month more for maintenance. And enough people voted yes, not realizing that that would not include the cost of additional repairs beyond the annual regular maintenance or replacing the lift once the lift became totally non-functional. Now they put in several thousands more, and the lift company is trying to convince them it's another $5,000 now, and it looks like you really need to replace it for $25,000-$30,000, and most unit owners are up in arms and just want to dismantle it completely, saying this is not what they bargained for.
Can everybody use it?
Right now, everybody can use it.
Okay.
The question is, if they want to dismantle it, is it enough because it's a common element to get, like, whatever it is, a 75% vote, or because it involves handicap access, does that become more complicated?
Okay, here's the thing. And this, one, this is really going to come down to, first, how did they go about getting this done in the first place? Did they get the 75% vote that was required to materially alter the common? Okay, so if it is something that was properly incorporated as an amendment to your documents as a common element, and you need to remove it, it's going to take that same 75% to change it once again. I mean, it would basically be a material alteration to the common elements. Now,
but my question is, because it involves disability, does that make it even more complicated?
Well, with respect to the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Fair Housing Act, usually, when was your condominium built? Do you know when it was originally built?
1980s, early 1980s.
Okay, so it would have been before the ADA, but this is something that's a little bit outside the scope of what I know. But typically, residential condominiums that were around prior to the enactment of the Americans with Disabilities Act, I believe that was in 1988, are exempt from some of the requirements of that act if they. If they don't make what's called capital improvements to the building. I don't know if you could argue, you probably could argue, that an elevator is a capital improvement. And if they did this subsequent to 1988, especially, if this was something that a handicapped person used as access to their dwelling on the second floor or above that, it possibly could be a violation of the ADA. But I'd really need to look into the statute and read some law on that before I can give you an intelligent answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Do we have any more callers, Karen?
No. We have Joe in Dunedin. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Joe. How are you?
All right. Question on organization meeting after the annual election. In other words, if five officers are elected, they go to an organizational meeting, and we have to do that within 10 days according to the bylaws. Is that a closed meeting?
It depends upon what your bylaws say. It can be. I have been to annual meetings where the directors elect the officers in a closed meeting. So if your bylaws don't specifically state that it has to be open to the unit owners at a duly noticed meeting, I think you can do it actually in a closed door meeting, but usually they're just done, right after the actual annual election. I would always hesitate and err on the side of caution. And if you're going to do it at a separate meeting, though, do it at a duly noticed board meeting and make it open to everybody. It's just one of those things that, it would be a better question for Eric Glazer than myself. And I just know that I've been to closed door meetings where they happen, usually at the actual annual unit owner meeting. But if you're going to do it as a separate meeting within 10 days of the annual meeting, I would err on the side of caution and do it, in front of everybody.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take our final break this hour. If you want to call and ask a question, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We'll be right back.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest steel coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Yes, our fearless leader is in New York. He's on vacation and he's probably listening. If you'd like to give us a call, Scott can answer your questions at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, or attempt to answer their questions.
You're doing great.
Could be doing a little bit better. I remember I was a little hesitant speaking to Bob just now with respect to, you know, secret meetings to elect the officers of an association, not the directors of the officers. So I went and double-checked the statute, and it states that directors may not vote by proxy or by secret ballot at board meetings, except that officers may be elected by secret ballot. Now, what does that mean? That means that they can elect the officers by secret ballot. So, you know, the point of having an open meeting to do that is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of moot because you're not going to actually see anything that would be transparent for the unit owners to analyze. They're just going to, you know, have a secret vote and announce who the officers are. So that's why I think a lot of a lot of the associations, or at least the ones that I've actually been to the meetings, do just kind of do it in a off on the side. But it does need to be a part of the minutes, the results. But, you know, if it's secret ballot, you're never going to see it anyway. So what does it matter?
All right. Well, let's go back to our blog. And Paula W. said changing the HOA laws in Florida would be a step in the right direction. We're talking about the difference between condo and HOA law.
Mm-hmm.
Condo and HOA elections should be conducted by an independent third party, preferably one with election management experience. No one with any association to the current board in the HOA condo business or any candidate should have a role in the election process.
Yeah, I mean, well, technically, and I know some of our listeners are going to laugh, but technically the association manager, the community association manager, and the attorney, if the attorney's there, are supposed to be neutral and operating in a fiduciary capacity that is only servient to the association and not the individual directors. Now, I know that that's not what happens in reality most of the time. It's what happens when Glazer and Associates is there, that I can assure you. But I think what Paul is suggesting here might be going a little too far. I don't think there's any way that a government office should be required to conduct every condo and HOA election, because, I mean, there's tens of thousands of elections each year all over the state, all happening at different times. And the overwhelming majority of these elections are handled, you know, pretty much without incident. I mean, you know, sometimes certain, you know, procedural requirements are ignored out of tradition and not malice, but rare is the boy, and I've been to some doozies, but rare is the election in, let's say, Aventura, where walkers are being thrown, but they do happen. In fact, you know, Eric personally handles a lot of these elections, you know, each year. Actually, that time is coming up, so Eric better be prepared to, you know, start working some late nights. And some people might think that the association's attorney is not disinterested, but as I said before, you know, our obligation, our client is the association. The board of directors speaks for the association, but we have an obligation to represent the best interests of the association, not the board members. So I don't know, Paula. I don't think that something like that is ever going to get passed. And as long as, you know, you have a good attorney and a good CAM, I think the rules regulating the Florida bar and the different requirements that regulate the CAM industry should be sufficient to protect the vast majority of the associations out there. Obviously, there are bad apples in every situation, but I don't know if this is something that the government is willing to do or definitely would not be willing to fund. That's for sure.
All right. Well, Anonymous said, you state that a condo cannot vote by proxy. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this is something that I almost always forget, but yes, that is correct, Mr. or Miss Anonymous. Unlike in an HOA, condominium owners cannot vote by proxy, and I really think that's a good thing. Just, you know, like in any state or federal election, if you can't be present on election night, you can still cast your vote early by mail in a condo, but it needs to be you. Also, in no federal or state election, can you allow someone else to vote for, you know, your representative or your senator or your president, for that matter, on your behalf if you're not there on election night. But, you know, in HOAs and, you know, obviously in other private corporations, this happens. But condos have it right, in my opinion. If you need to vote for someone that's, you know, really going to have a direct impact on your life, by deciding, you know, how much money is coming out of your pocket on a monthly or quarterly basis, you should be voting for that person directly.
Okay. And finally, along the same lines, Robert Hendry Sr. said, this hits on the nose. I just spent many hours going door to door to get proxies. I was cursed, yelled at, called names, and managed to obtain 77 proxies from same that like me.
Hmm.
Or some that like me.
So realize what's happened here. Robert was able to get 77 owners to hand him their right to vote in the association's election. So I guess in effect, Robert gets to determine who the directors are. That can't happen in a condo, and I'm glad it can't. I think everybody needs to know that, you know, people, you cannot always trust them to do exactly what you want. And the fact is, because of the way the condo elections are set up, you're not going to be even able to really figure out what was done on your behalf. You know, Karen, before we wrap up here on the show, and this is, you know, something that we actually touched on earlier, you need to get certified if you're a board member.
Yeah, where can they do that?
Well, if you don't get certified within 90 days, you can be removed from your position on the board. And the best place to do that is at the Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification, which has certified over 88,000 people across the state. And Eric's going to be teaching all over the state in the coming months. In January, he's going to be in Orlando. And here's the big news, actually. Our listeners in Central Florida that want to meet us. So we put together a fantastic expo, the Convention Center in Orlando on January 14th. Eric's actually dragging me up there. We're going to be doing our board certification seminar and followed up by doing our radio show live in front of a studio audience. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've done a studio audience show a few times, and it's always a good time. And we get a lot of great questions from the audience. And there's going to be vendors from all over the state showing you their products that can benefit your community. There will be free educational courses, free food all day long. You know, we put on a good show, people. We've been doing it for a few years now. Yeah, it's free parking for the first 500 cars. We're going to have a main stage where we'll be interviewing people and answering association questions. It's going to be a really fun atmosphere, and it'll be a little different than the usual condo expo, homeowner expo / seminar situation. And if you want to be there, you just need to go to our website. You need to sign up. The website, Karen, is, well, it's condocrazeandhoas.com, and you just need to click on the link. Oh, it looks like we have actually a special website set up. Go to expo, that's E-X-P-O, .condocrazeandhoas.com, and is spelled out. And as promised, there's going to be two more events coming after this. In February, on February 21st at 8 a.m. in Bonita Springs, Eric's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa. And then in March, on March 21st at 8 a.m., he's going to be at our old stomping grounds, the Seminole Hard Rock and Hotel and Casino, which is where we started doing these things a few years ago.
Right. And let's see. So how does everybody register for these events? They go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just remember, check it out. You can get there by downloading the app. You can go to the website. You can give us a call. Really, you know, there's no excuse. If this is something you need to do and you're in the area, you know, you should really check out one of our events. You know, the one in Orlando is going to be a real big extravaganza. But quite frankly, the ones we do in Hollywood all the time, they're a lot of fun also. So you should really be there, even if you don't need to be there. Come and learn something
new. Some people
new.
Come and multiple times. Yeah, learn something new every time.
Yeah, as I always like to say, I learn something new
Absolutely,
every time, and
me
I've
too.
Sat through it about nine times.
So in the minute that we have left, we've got the Dolphins playing, what, the Vikings? What do you think? Can they make the playoffs?
Well, I think they have a less than a percent chance of making the playoffs, but Minnesota looks really bad, so I don't know. I do like Teddy Bridgewater, though, from Minnesota. He's a local guy. Man, why didn't he come to Miami?
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think we hold on to Joe Philbin?
Yeah, I think we should. I like him. I like him a lot, actually. I think the team's moving in the right direction, just maybe not as quick as everyone else would like to see it.
All right. Well, Eric, have a great vacation. You're going to hear the Senator Ellen Hayes show next week.
Yeah, so
have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
All right?
You too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
so, everybody,
for joining us.
We'll see you next year.